suit wins every time. We can't bend this beauty like we could on the training ground.
Gravity, okay, that looks like two scoops of bulbs. Going in the bag, 346.
Sack it.
Okay, 346. Ah, that's beautiful. It's out of there, we'll call it Houdini.
Go ahead.
And Charlie, you might look around.
Eyes looking right at that big rock. What do you think of that beauty?
That's exactly what we're looking at.
Look
so while John's
it.
Doing the LPM, we'd like you to hammer on that rock a bit.
I am going to hammer. I'll hammer chips from corners.
Okay, good
deal.
That's
what I had in mind.
And if you get a chance, and it looks like some soil right on the south side, kind of underneath, might be permanently shadowed, you might take some of those and just put it in the bag.
All righty.
Houston, I didn't park too good to do the LPM. If I go 45 feet from here, I want to be in the middle of a crater. Is that okay?
No, take a fairly level flat. Just go a different direction.
Okay, you don't mind if I go out behind a rover, for example?
No, that's fine.
Instead of at right angles to it.
Son, where's those bags with the that's still got the bracket on it? Is under your seat here?
What?
The bags that had the brackets on them?
Oh, I think we're about to
stop. Oh, yeah, here you go.
Okay, if you go out south, be a little careful on that cable. It'd be pulling at 90 degrees then.
Okay, well, I think I'll go out as far, I'll go out south, about east-southeast.
Okay, fine.
It's off the starboard mirror or something.
Tony, we're about out of bags. Did we sample that much?
Oh, you've been really packing them away.
Yeah, we've only lost one set of bags.
Okay, here we go. So we got a few left here. Yeah, I'm going to get on the sunlit side, Tony, so I know what I'm whacking on here. You know, Tony, that might be a permanently shadowed soil right in there. I think it is, as a matter of fact. It'll pass.
Good show. Let's get one of those.
Sure wish we had this. Okay, I'll do it. Setting for in there, 250 and 56. Would that look into there?
Let's try that.
Yes, sir, baby. That is a perfect shadowed soil sample.
Outstanding.
It is really perfect. John, you couldn't have picked a better rock. No, it's really perfect. Just great. I have to get my visor up to see something. And I can't believe I'm going through this beauty. Ever since it's been there.
Okay, that's what we want, Charlie.
That's way, I got it from about a meter up under there, Tony.
Good show.
And I'm sorry, but it's going to have to go in a little plastic bag here.
That's okay.
And it's number 426.
Okay, bag 426. Any chance of getting soil underneath that now for the control?
Underneath the shadow, you mean?
Right, underneath where you just took. Just dig deeper.
That way. Yeah, let me tip up my visor down. That thing is bright. Get out of the sun. Yeah, I can get that for you. That's about 100 grams, Tony. Maybe 200.
That's all we need.
Okay.
I forgot to turn that thing on before I left the rover. Don't know how to turn it on. Okay, well, it's on now. But for you. Okay, how long does it take it to warm up, Tony?
We're getting that done.
I'm back at the rover. Huh? Say again?
Okay, we'll take a mark now and go a minute and a half, and I'll tell you when.
Okay, you go. Get a picture of it.
That would have... John, that shopping bag would have been, should have gone down to the supermarket and bought one.
They give them to you at the supermarket.
See how that sample bag is,
yeah.
Is sitting up there, I mean, that SCB sitting up there, Tony?
Yeah, there it is.
And what you need, looks like to me, is a bag like, that has two handles on it.
Can I help you, Charlie? Let me put that in the bag.
I got it. Okay. That ain't very much, but don't kick the line.
Huh?
Just kicked out. Well, I got enough. Go ahead.
Okay, that'll be good on the soil sample, and we'd like to spend the rest of the time, and there isn't much of it, hammering on that rock.
Okay, there's about 50 grams in the control.
That's fine.
It's going in the bag 427.
Okay, 427.
Boy, it just might be permanently shattered, Houston, because it's down slope and when the... Golly.
I think it is. John, I reached back in there about a... pull your visor up and look under there. Reached in there about 2 to 3 feet, look like to me.
Oh, that there is one of those gopher holes.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you think you can push that one over?
Do that in West Texas and you get a rattlesnake. Here you get permanently shattered soil.
One thing about this rock is it has some, this is the one that I noticed when we're coming up the way that has some, these holes in it look like vesicles, Charlie.
Yep, they sure do, big ones.
Biggies.
No, I'm out of film, I think.
Couldn't be zap holes.
Hey, John? That's it.
Okay, Charlie, we'd like your magazine Foxtrot on your camera.
Okay.
And, John, you can do the LPM anytime.
I can, we run out of... Okay.
Okay, let me take a picture for you, Charlie. Where at? How much?
That's okay. Look at this. Tony, this is a black the black matrix with some excellent crystals in it, and also that are milky in color. Don't see any cleavage, though, or striations, about a centimeter across, and it has a matrix of the white, of that white rock, like up on the rim, not a matrix, but some clasps of that. Tony, say again the mag.
You'll need magazine Foxtrot, and we're about out of time here. We'd like to
send the LPM.
Okay, go ahead, John.
I'll take the LPM readings. Okay, 161-711-117. 160-711-120. 160-712-117.
Okay, we copy that, John. Lights are down.
I did put it up, thank you. Read switch off, power switch is off.
Okay, Charlie, just get a couple of samples there and you should be about ready to go then when John gets that reeled up.
That's what I'm going to do. Put up or not here.
Okay, I got a couple of, a handful of chips there.